This is program number 4, which is a sequel to program number 3, regarding Canada as an apostolic missionary training sending nation. This one we called God's Apostolic Missionary Militaristic Sending Machines. Quite the title, is it not? It gets even better, so sit down and enjoy the flight or the ride. My name is Pierre Roussel, and I'm with Missionary Enterprise and Missionary Aid International. I've been wanting to come down to this airport for quite some time since I've done some research, because somebody at the Oshawa Airport had told me about the runway here being much longer in order to allow bigger aircraft to land. We had no idea what to expect, and as we drove up near the airport, we saw some aircrafts. Yet at the first look, they looked like model aircrafts, model airplanes. Yet to our surprise, lo and behold, they were oversized business, private jets. Why there are so many here is because they custom paint them here, also at Flying Colors Corporations, which is very significant for me because I've been praying about the possibility in having Missionary Enterprise logos painted on our aircrafts once we get them. Yet I had no idea what we were going to head into today. And God knew, and so now do I. We cannot get away from this great reality that everything on this planet belongs to God according to Colossians 1:16-20. Therefore belongs to His sons, the body of Christ's church, in order to accomplish His will according to His good works, as it is written in Ephesians 1:11 and 2:10, and according not to our own works. Remember this, we need to get this. As far as God is concerned, aircrafts are not toys but tools. Yet unfortunately, many in the church over the years have misused them, and they will give an account of this on that great day according to 2 Corinthians 5:10 and 1 Corinthians 3:13 to 15. This could very well be a prophetic day for me and for Missionary Enterprise, obviously. All these things belonging to God's sons, yet we must never lose sight that a son has no will of his own, according to what the Lord had given me back in 2008, which lines right up with the great truths found in John 5:17, 19, 20, and 30, and so much more as in Galatians 2:20, etc. Don't forget that all these things, according to even the properties, according to Genesis 1, Ecclesiastes 2:26, Proverbs 13:22, Matthew 6:24-34, and this goes for every one of these promises that God has given me over the years in order to facilitate long-distance transportation and traveling. I like to repeat certain statements on purpose in order to get certain points across, found in that great law called the law of repetition, which is how you get great truths deep inside of you over a period of time. Airports, runways, aircrafts, pilots, everything associated with these are all mandatory and not optional when it comes to accomplishing the great task before us called the Great Commission, which is extremely apostolic because it carries the idea of sending, which is the English word for the Greek word apostolos.
Even though right now I'm believing God for a Beechcraft King Air 350i and also a Bombardier Learjet. And this may be very well be about the size of them. So, and then we're going to try to get into there, over there. They're called True Colors, I believe. Is that what it's called? True Colors? Mm. And they actually are the ones who paint the planes, the aircrafts. So we're going to make a drive over there. And why don't we just take a few pictures over here, David? Some of these other beautiful planes over here, aircrafts, all private jets. So, well, praise God. This is just a wonderful day. I believe it's a prophetic day. Because I've been wanting to make this trip for a while. So, okay. This one here has 23 windows on the right-hand side. And I am pretty sure that this one is a Bombardier. Because of this part right here. This is something that Bombardier makes. So, anyhow, it's very interesting. Especially in light that I had that desire when I get my Denali, that one of the first trips I want to make is to Sherbrooke, where they make Bombardier aircrafts. And I was in a shower not too long ago, and the word that came to me was Lear jets are on the way. Watch and see. And Lear jets are made by Bon Valdi. Not all business jets are called Lear jet. They're called jet, but the name Lear jet is made by Bon Valdi, which is a Canadian company. It doesn't matter. They all belong to God. And then, a few days later, I wasn't even planning on going out, and I just had a desire to go to the airport at 3 p.m. to go pray, and for some reason I went on the other side of the airport at Taunton, and when I get there, there's this plane sitting there, not as big as these, but almost, and I asked the guy who's taking pictures, and I said, what make is that? He said, that's Bon Valdi and Learjet 40. So I knew the Lord was confirming a lot of things. Praise God.
All right, want to take a picture of this one?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to...
You know what? We're okay.
What's today, the 10th? Today's the 10th. Okay, tell me when you're starting to record. Okay, good morning. We're back here in the Peterborough Airport. And we were here first time. We were here, just David and I. And when we were having the full gospel conference in Peterborough. And I came out here 3 weeks ago by myself. I really felt the Lord tell me to come out there. And I took some pictures. And then, of course, I had that dream with Danielle House in it quite some time ago. So in the dream, he was pretty good with cameras. So I gave him a call. And he's out here today with David. And we got permission this morning to take some photos of this section of the airport. We took some early on at the other section. I just want to make a few notes about this airport here compared to the Oshawa airport. This airport is, the runway itself is 3,000 feet more than the one in Oshawa. It's 7,000 feet. And so that means that you can land bigger planes. And of course, with everything that I've said in my first little video, my first time David and I came here concerning what the Lord began to show me, oh, my goodness, maybe back in 2004, when I was working for Oakdale Drywall, when God began to real deal with me about planes. And of course, that's about at the same time where the Lord gave me the word Missionary Enterprises. And so anyhow, we came out here I was totally shocked when I saw the size of these planes. Most of these planes, I would say they're Bon Valdis, and they're probably the Challengers. I don't think they're the Global Express. I don't think so. The Global Express are much bigger than this. But these are probably, it could be an 850 or a 605, 650, 850. Anyhow, this place over here, they paint them all. It's called Flying, what's it called again, David?
Flying Colors.
Flying Colors Corporation. And these are some of these planes that they're working on. They're basically the same models. But these are brand new planes, having very little flight. Of course, they got the winglets on there too, so all the planes have winglets now on. They just came into being a few years ago. Okay, that's it.
Here in front of me, that's where they do all the painting. I was there. I took some pictures there 3 weeks ago. They had a plane in there. I'm sure they got one in there. But, you know, this is, I'm going to, of course, I'm seeking the Lord on it. But this would probably be more ideal once we do get bigger planes. This would be the ideal place to land them and to build hangars here. Plus, they have so much more room here. This airport, they're still developing it. They're putting millions into it. So this could be very, very strategic for missionary work. And even understanding a little bit the history of Peterborough, which is very interesting. I want to dig more into it because, you know, God knows the history of these places. And a lot of times the church is not, you know, in tune with what God was doing years ago. Now, I know the airport in Oshawa, that's very strategic because it was a military airport, training for the World War I or World War II there. And very strategic concerning military and, of course, the church being apostolic military. But I need to get into this and pray more concerning this airport here in Peterborough, because there is something to this. When I saw all these are not Learjet, these are private jets. These are bigger than Learjets, Bon Valdi.
It really ministered to me. There's something going on. The Lord is up to something here. So, as like I said, especially the length of the runway, they said that you can land an Airbus here. So, I mean, to land a Global Express, a Dassault Falcon 900, whatever, all those triple engine planes, they're the big ones, the 100-foot ones, it's nothing to land them here. So, this is something to really keep in mind concerning Missionary Enterprise and what the Lord wants to do with Oshawa when He gave me that Oshawa is going to become a missionary hub. And of course, in context with that Canada is called to be a missionary training sending nation. So, should have done this with looking at the plane. Anyhow, that's okay. We got enough of the plane. But beautiful runway. Beautiful. Beautiful. Lots of room. Lots of room. And it's outside of Peterborough, too. It's outside of the city. I think that's very ideal for an airport. Very ideal. Even though if it's a bit of a drive from Oshawa, who cares? It beats driving to Toronto to leave and all that. There's hardly any traffic here. I mean, even driving and even air traffic. There's hardly any traffic here. You can show up here and you can leave and go to Africa probably within a half an hour. So this is all something that I really need to pray much about. Okay, how long is that, Dan? That's not 100 feet, is it?
65.
65, yeah. So the Global Express is about 100 feet. So the Global is bigger than that. Yeah. Yeah, about 65, eh? Yeah, 10 feet, 20, 30. 40, maybe 50, 60, yeah. Yeah, so the Global Express is 100 feet.
Woo!
My, oh my.